الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أصابكم من مصيبة فبما كسبت أيديكم ويعفو عن كثير. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before starting our talk proper, just a few mudhakarat, a few reminders for myself. We all need reminders for all of us. And all the talks ulama give are always reminders. Jamaat comes, they give us talks, are reminders. Pamphlets on the board are reminders. So reminders are always very beneficial. One reminder that we should read Durood Sharif on a daily basis. And the very bare minimum of our Durood Sharif is 10 times every morning, 10 times every evening. If we just read Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it won't take us 10 seconds also. And the benefits of it is tremendous. On the horrible, terrible day of Qiyamah, a person will definitely benefit from the Sifarish intercession of Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah give us Then on the day of Jumu'ah, we should try and increase our durood. As much as we can, we should increase our durood on the day of Jumu'ah. There are many people who read. One Arab, I told him, he asked me how much durood. I said, read 100 times, like that, daily. He said, but I'm reading 1,500 every day. So there are people who are reading lot of durood. So the minimum 10 times every morning, every evening, on the day of Jumu'ah, we should try and increase it to 100, 300, 500, or 1,000. May Allah give us tawfiq. This is very, very important. Another reminder to make namaz our object of life. Center our lives around namaz. And namaz, kamman, kaifan. That is the quantity of namaz also. All sunnah e muakkada that have to be read before, always we read it before. And with takbir e ula, we can't be always late for namaz. We can't be joining in the second. Sometimes it happens, but to make our namaz properly. And we make a booking by flight, for example. Try our best that no namaz time comes. That we can make our namaz in the masjid. In the safar, or by all means, it's permissible. We can make our own namaz, can make it at the airport, by all means. But to make it in the masjid as far as possible. So we center our lives around namaz, and not fit in namaz around our lives. And to kamman kaifan, and also the quality of namaz. The outward postures also we become conscious. Raising of the hands properly, ruku properly, outward postures. And then the concentration of namaz, in which we are all very, very weak. But we must make an effort. And we continuously try to make namaz the object of our lives. Fourthly, to make regularly, at least once. One great alim says that where Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ. We must only worship Allah Ta'ala. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And good treatment of one's parents. So he says, 5 times a day namaz is faraz. 5 times a day make dua for our parents. That is a very important thing. We must not forget our parents in our duas. If they are living also, and if they have passed away also. Remember our parents in our duas regularly. If we can, 5 times a day, otherwise at least 1 time a day, make dua for our parents. And then dua for our asatidha, our teachers, our dini teachers, from who taught us alif, ba, ta, tha. Right through, if we went to Bukhari Sharif or more, but remember our asatidha, by remembering our parents in our duas, lot barakat will come in our dunya. Our dunya, Allah will let it go very nice and good. And by remembering our asatidha, our deen will open up to us. We will start looking forward to deen. We will enjoy deen. Today we make our namaz, but as a duty. But not like we look forward to namaz. Not that we are keen and eager for namaz. By making dua for our asatidha, Allah will make deen beloved to us. And we will cherish deen. And we will go forward to deen. May Allah give me tawfiq, all of us, inshallah. Today, generally, we find almost everyone has got problems. We are facing problems on a day-to-day basis, now and then. As a family, as a community and the ummah, we know what the ummah is going through. And this raises questions also in our minds. Why is the ummah going through all these difficulties, these hardships which we are facing? Allah says very clearly, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ, whatever difficulty and hardship comes to you, فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ, it is your own doing. What we have done, that is the result of it. وَيَعَفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٍ, and Allah is so kind, on His own, He forgives major, plenty of our sins. In other places Allah says, if Allah has to take us to task for every sin of ours, every time we look at wrong things, and Allah has to take our eyes to task, every time we thought of something wrong and evil, and Allah has to take our brains to task, every time we walk towards evil, if Allah had to take us to task, we would be paralyzed, we would be mad people, we would be blind people, we would not be existing on the surface of the earth. Allah is that most merciful and kind being that He forgives in abundance. Allah Ta'ala says, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. What has Allah got to do to give this person this problem, that person that problem, this difficulty? Allah is not there to give us problems and difficulties, but مَا يَفْحَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. If you make shukr, shukr is to be obedient to the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. All the commandments Allah Ta'ala gave us, we fulfill those commandments. That is our expression of the shukr of the Iman in Islam Allah gave us, of this health and this body Allah gave us, of all Allah's ni'mat. So in shakartum wa amantum, and you realize, you believe in Allah Ta'ala. We take for granted the belief in Allah. Allah bless us with the true tawheed and the true belief in Allah. But today, with the forces of atheism and the forces of Dahriya, how they are working to erode our iman completely. We are sitting quiet. I'm happy that my bank balance is there. But when I go and want to draw money or something, I realize all that money was taken out by somebody already. Like that we are sitting now happy. Our iman is intact. But if it has to be scanned, that is our iman there. Today the conditions are such that perhaps we will be unpleasantly surprised. May Allah help us. But today is a time that we have to be very concerned of our iman. We usually say our children. Yes, we have to worry of our children. We have to worry of ourselves also. The forces of shaitan and ikhwanu shayateen, the brothers of shaitan, min al jinni wal ins, are working so hard to rob us right of our iman today. It isn't today only amal, etc. Anyway, so these problems are there. Just to give us an idea, a little anecdote by which we can understand, hopefully, inshallah, that what our condition is. A patient went to a doctor and he told him, Hakim, that I ate 10 raw rotis, unbaked bread, 10 loaves. So doctor said, how did you do that? So he said, I ate it and now I got terrible stomach problem. So doctor gave him eye ointment. So he said, doctor, my eyes are perfect. I've got no problem in my eyes. Why are you giving me eye ointment? He says, I have to first treat your eyes. Couldn't you see 10 loaves? What's something wrong with your eyes? I have to first treat that. So one medical application, which is very common today in the world, is to treat the symptoms. Antibiotics, painkillers, operations, etc. And one system of medical application is to find the cause of the problem. Treat the cause. This takes a bit longer, and then there's no problem after that. You don't have to cut the body. No side effects of any medicine or anything. Find out what the cause is. Treat the cause. And then no problem after that. But usually we just, the symptoms, we just want the immediate treatment, and then it causes a lot of other problems again in life. So like that, what are the causes of these problems that we are facing? If we can face them, analyze them. And everyone Allah has given us, you don't have to be a super maulana to understand it. You don't have to be a great philosopher. It is straight. The Quran Sharif is very explicit on this. It is in broad terms. When we deviate from the deen of Allah, we go away from the deen, and we are far away from the deen of Allah Ta'ala, then this problem start coming. That is the broad. Specifics, we will discuss a few specifics which we can see what is our condition today. So anyway, when we break the laws of Allah Ta'ala, then these problems start coming into our lives. And today, as far as some specifics are concerned, our lifestyle. Today we have got generally a non-Muslim's lifestyle. Those of us who we regard ourselves, people regard us as pious, is because we have brought deen into our lives. But our life is not an Islamic lifestyle. It is a non-Islamic lifestyle. But we have fitted deen in. For example, we will go for, today at casinos, they got halal food there. Now a casino is not a Muslim's lifestyle, but to make it a justified halal food there. There will be even perhaps a musalla there. But musalla there in the casino, for example, many other things like that. For example, our weddings. Wedding is a purely an Islamic thing, is a nikah. It's not really, there's no wedding in Islam, it's a nikah. Nikah is a simple, straightforward thing. After that, followed with walima. But today, our what we call weddings, what type of weddings we have? The extravagance in the weddings. And then the mixing of male and female. And that also, just to make ourselves happy, little some parda is put there. Or for a few people who want to be in parda, one side one parda. But it's not an Islamic, it's totally, we're just fitting in something there by the way. So to bring everything, to bring an Islamic lifestyle. And today we have drifted perhaps, Allah forgive me, so much that it doesn't make sense to us also. A Western way of life, holidays for example. There is no real room for holidays in Islam. And to go to all places where vice and sin is predominant in those places all the time. And we go there, we compromise our namazes. We make our namaz, but now it's not with jamaat. It's not with in the masjid. And for we see the lives of our elders and pious, they wouldn't tolerate one namaz out of the masjid. But for us, we are on holiday, so it's all right. Our children cut their namazes so short. All shortcuts here and there. Our dressing changes there. Our lifestyle changes. Everything changes. So all these type of, so much so, we have Quran, Hifz Khatam Jalsas also. It's also the name today, the veneer. Just the, our superficial covering is of Islam and of deen. But what is inside is just banking, for example. Mufti Saeed Palanpuri, Damat Barakatuhum, the Shaykh al-Hadith of Darul Ulum Deoband, he says the very core and basis of banking is interest. Now you can give it whatever name you want to. Any Islamic name you want to give it. But the basis of it is interest. And interest is completely haram. So all these things we have to think. Today, for example, videoing, photography. Some ulama have given permission, but also find out. They have given permission with conditions, with limitations. Just because they gave permission for some necessity, we ran off with the idea. And today, we destroyed our lives, our hajj, the whole essence of hajj, the value of hajj is gone out. Everyone selfies, taking photos there, right in front of Rosa and Mubarak. Right in front of the Kaaba Sharif, right in the Hatim, at the Hajar-e-Aswad, Multazam,
Now, that was not at all. It is not permissible at all. Those ulama who gave, they themselves say, we did not give it for all the, just for some necessity with limitations and conditions. Today we are gone on porn. Today we are watching films. Films, every film, there is a theme of that film which they want to push into your life. You watch that film and without you realizing it, that system of atheism, that system of Christianity, that system of materialism comes within you without you realizing it also. Like Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained and said, that if there is a black ant in a black night on a black stone, nobody can see it, nobody can hear it. And it's moving there so stealthily, and more secretly than that, more stealthily than that, riyakari, name, fame, comes within the heart of a person. And he doesn't know also. Allah, while I'm just on that, let me complete that. Allah reward the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, our great, great masters in every field. Every Sahaba is a great, great shining star. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, oh Allah's Rasul, in that case, all of us will be destroyed. That it came into us in such a stealthy, such a secret way that we don't even know. So we won't make tawbah istighfar also from it. And on the day of Qiyamah, it came out, you did everything for name and fame, though we did not know. Allah reward what the Nabi Allah has given us. Solution, he showed us every problem, he gave us every solution. Read the simple dua, it's a riwayat of Kanzul Ummal. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika shay'un wa ana a'lam wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. A person will read this will be saved from all types of show, etc. That was by the way, but what I'm trying to say, that our lifestyle, watching a film, children watching cartoons, we don't know more stealthily than that what evil, what atheism, what evil has come into the heart. We are still making namaz, we still got our beards, we still wearing our kurtas, we still got our titles of Maulana and Hafiz Sahab and Qari Sahab and Haji Sahab and Sufi Sahab and Tablighi Sahab, we got our titles. But what has come into the heart, we are not aware. So these are a few of the causes. The solutions, they are also Allah reward. Allah, we cannot thank Allah Ta'ala enough. He has analyzed all this for the Quran. Sit with the ulama. Ulama have majalis. Sit in their majalis. At that, when they have enough time, they will explain to us. Be with the ulama. Mix with the ulama. One major also cause is our mixing with other people. And mixing freely. And for mixing with other people, Islam has shown also conditions and limitations. Otherwise, who doesn't know that a Muslim girl is almost every day running away with a non-Muslim boy? Muslim boy going away and marrying a non-Muslim girl. And no worry about our deen. What does the deen say? No worry what the ulama will say. No worry what the family has got to say. What repercussions on the family. This is the mixing that has brought this. And then that whole lifestyle of theirs has come into us. And Allah protect us. That is physically where we're mixing them, with them. And then on the cell phone, the smartphone, one of the worst enemies, that is the misuse of it. A person, and very, very, very few will use it correctly. And you use it correctly, by all means, what great benefit there is. But the misuse of it has caused havoc in lives of the people. How many good marriages for years, just because of this evil, they are breaking up. So all these are the problems, and there are still many more specific problems which we should try and think. And also, just like that person who ate the 10 rotis, but he couldn't realize that what my wrong is. Like that, we are also involved in so many wrong, but we don't realize. Come regularly for our x-rays. Come regularly for our saunas, for our blood tests in the majalis of the ulama. Mix with them. Listen to their talks with an open mind. And inshallah, we will find out the causes of our problems. The solutions, the general solution, inabati lillah. Let us turn to Allah. You have gone on the wrong road. Your GPS is telling you, turn back. So let us turn back. Turn to Allah Ta'ala. Fafirru ila Allah. Run towards Allah. Arrujoo ila Allah. Turn and go back to Allah Ta'ala. That is 100% the solution. A person who was thirsty, he went out of the city looking for water. As he went, he saw the mirage, where it looked in the distance there is water. But when he reaches there is no water. He looks at it further, it's there. He goes there is no water. He can carry on walking and walk till where it looks that the sky is meeting with the earth. He'll walk the whole earth round, but the sky doesn't meet the earth. The two are separate. If he wants water, let him return back to the city again. Open any tap and water will just rush out from there. So the city that we have to turn back is the city of Medina. And we have to go so much back. Our progress and our success is not moving front in Western lifestyle, in material lifestyle, in the lifestyle of the atheists and the non-Muslims. Our success is returning to the lifestyle of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we return to that lifestyle, and that lifestyle is so complete, so perfect, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ, a perfect example that will fit in the 21st century, and if we go till the 25th and the 30th century, it will even go there. It is for all times. It is for Durban, it is for New York, it is for Medina, and it is for Makkah. It is for the whole world. We have to bring that lifestyle. And again, for that, go out in Jamaat. Our Ijtima is coming in April. From now, make efforts and preparations for the Ijtima. Sit in the company of the ulama. Sit in the majalis. And then that lifestyle will start coming into us. And the practical application of that lifestyle, without any difficulty, Islam, ad-deenu yusrun. Deen is easy, but make it easy. For example, we build a house. How many of us, our thoughts will go that we must plan it Islamically? If we plan it Islamically, then parda is easy in that house. But we plan it in a way against Islam. We leave it to the architects. Open plans of the kitchen. Today, bedroom open, toilet open plan. Everything. Now, how are you going to? Now you find Islam is difficult. But if you planned it right, women can be easily one side. They got their free. Parda is freedom for women. Parda is not restriction for women. Parda, a woman by nature, she likes to be free with other women. Parda gives that to them. Not that they are mixing with the man, etc. This is all like that film state brought it into our mind. Man and woman must mix, etc. freely. All this wrong thinking of ours, all that films we are watching, that is bringing. The comedies, that is bringing. The cartoons our children are bringing, they are bringing all this evil and filth in our minds without us understanding it. So, yeah, we have to come back to deen. For that, the difficulties we are facing, let us consider a few things. How many of us are even worried of the condition of the ummah? Forget of the ummah, as one person said, it's useless, it's no use telling anyone your problems. 80% of the people are they're not interested in your problems. The other 20% are happy you got problems. Now who are you going to tell? Today the ummah's problems, ask ourselves, me, myself, what is happening in India, what is happening in Syria, to the Muslims in China, many places. We're not interested. And the hadith says that the ummah is like one body. If one finger little has got a pain, one toe got a pain, the whole body will be, there will be fever, you'll be restless, etc. You'll have problems. Today with the problems, it makes no difference to my breakfast. It makes no difference to my lunch and supper, to my sleep. I sleep with the woman. And what is happening to the Muslim woman in Shaheen Bagh, in Delhi, for example, and many other perhaps we don't even know. We're not interested also. And it hurts. But we have to take that little pain. We are part of the ummah. The ummah is part of us. We are not away from the ummah. And those people are not away from us, and we not away from, we one ummah. Not that they are in India, not that they are in Syria. What is happening in Syria? What terrible condition. The bombs that are on the refugees, bombs are coming. There is no place for them to put their tent. We can't hear it. How are they going through it at the moment? And but we are not, the least we can do, ask our ulama, Allah reward them, our imams. They are reading Qunut and Nazila in Fajr for these conditions. But I ask myself, did I make one dua for the Muslims of Syria? For the Muslim, dua is free. Dua is the main source. But have I made dua? Have I really engaged myself? Perhaps we gave some money, alhamdulillah, for the relief of the Syrian refugees, for these refugees. But did I make dua is the main thing. My little contribution will go a long way. Though it's hardly the tip of the iceberg of what those people are going through. How much can we really provide? But dua can change conditions. Dua is a powerful thing which Allah has given us, but we're not using dua. How much of sadaqah are we giving for the people who are in difficulties? How much are we make turning to Allah Ta'ala that, Ya Allah, help the Muslims in the world what they are going through? How much of baddini, people are not making namaz. We can't reach out to everyone. We know we won't reach out. But we can make dua for the whole ummah. Ya Allah, make everyone a namazi. And by Allah, our reward will be accordingly. And when Allah's rahmat will come in josh and in power, Allah will accept that dua. Allah will change condition. Allah has done it. Allah will do it. But we turn to Him. At least if we think that I'm a conscious Muslim. I'm a Muslim, but my title as a Maulana, or as a Qari Sahab, Hafiz Sahab, whatever. I got topi, I got beard, I got kurta. I think I'm in sunnat. But how much sunnat really is in my heart? How much sunnat is in my house? We go in Jamaat, we go in Khanqah, we sit down on the floor and eat. We come home, that is thrown away. It is, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized and said, I never sat at a table and ate, at any raised platform, that they never did that. Our lifestyle is gone completely haywire. So Allah give us tawfiq, they understand the causes of our problems. And more than the, today generally if we discuss, we're discussing the problem. Problem, that also really we don't know. But generally it is known what the problem is. Yeah, in our country, politically, what we are going through, we are like blind. We are in the cloud of this, of all these things. But we just oblivious. We just like unmindful. We just in our own world. And what is happening? If we don't look for the causes and solve the causes, and the solutions also have been given, we take that, inshallah, Allah will definitely use us, Muslims of South Africa, Muslims of Durban, of Yeh, Allah will use us, but we turn to Allah Ta'ala. And in the history of Islam, one man came, and he changed the conditions of the ummah. So Allah give us tawfiq that we become conscious of our conditions, we turn to Allah and we really try and bring deen in its essence into our lives. I am the most in need. Just talking is nothing. Listening is nothing. Action is required. Allah give me and us all tawfiq and guide us to righteousness. Wa akhiru da'wana.